Parshas Emor includes the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, giving your life for what you believe in. Standing up for our values. Even at the expense of dying. What's a bit puzzling is that this mitzvah shows up in the parasha like sort of in the middle of nowhere. Beginning of the parasha, the laws of the Kohanim and the sacrifices. Second half of the parasha are all the festivals. And smack in the middle. A mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Oh, by the way, give your life for what you believe in. I would have expected some kind of introduction. I mean, this is big. Got to give your life. You got to give your life for what you believe in. It's a pasuk just in the middle of there. And from there you go right to the festivals. Parshas Emor begins with the Kedusha of the Kohanim. And seeing to it that you when you bring your sacrifices and everything else that's holy that you do so with purity. And yes, give your life for what you believe in. And here are the festivals. Yeah, there is this touchy-feely word called holy kedusha. And that's really the common denominator. Remember, festivals in Judaism are not just days that commemorate something that happened in history. They are realities. These are days that offer all sorts of spiritual energies, the power that was put into them at creation. They were revealed at the different points in history where something special happened. The kedusha of that particular point in time offers the Jew a special kedusha. What is this kedusha all about? Kedusha means special. What do you mean by special? Holy. When you make sacrifices for something, you're stating a value judgment. When we make our choices, we're saying this is more important than that, and therefore I choose it. We do that all day. Obviously, the more of an expense, the greater the statement. The ultimate statement is just giving up your own dear life. Kedusha is understanding that meaning and values are more important than anything material, including life itself. When we choose to exert ourselves, when we choose to give up our comfort, our physical comfort, our psychological comfort, for something we know is right, that's a choice, that's a statement. And the ultimate kedusha is for the Jew to clearly choose his relationship with Hashem, Hashem's values, over everything he's got that's material, not only his belongings, but his very life. Kedusha means that what you identify with is not the material you. It's not the material world. Yeah, it's nice. It's necessary. Keeps us here. Keeps us going. Physically, emotionally. But where your mind dwells, what's real to you, is the world of meaning, values, and of course the Creator Himself. That's Kedusha. The opposite of Kedusha is to be totally material, where values mean nothing, where you choose what feels good over what's right. And of course, this is the battle. The battle for Kedusha is just that. Ultimately, Kiddush Hashem is the statement of what I live for, of what's important to me, of what's real to me. The only way that you can really take advantage of the festivals, tuning into the spiritual realities, is if that's where you're at. If you think it's all about getting together and having a good time, because it's a day off from work, it's about all you'll get. If you don't live in that domain, then it won't do it for you. So, giving up one's life is not just that those are the rules. You got to show your allegiance. Well, that is the ultimate expression. Our daily lives are an expression of what's real and what's not. The first of the festivals is Shabbos. If Shabbos to you is a weekend, it's not Shabbos. You missed it. All right, you need a vacation. What Shabbos is about is what's called Me'ein Olam Haba. It's that day where we live in a different kind of realm. Our involvement in changing this world physically is by and large not on the agenda. work is for the other 6 days. Shabbos is the day that our physical side is not at work. It is enjoying the fact that spiritually we're at work. You gotta decide what you live for. And when you make the choice, then you got a Shabbos and you've got a Yontif, and you have a different kind of life. So long as the material world to you is for real, and meaning is a nice thing to have, yeah, good to have meaning to life. Now it's good to go swimming, it's good to have some religion, makes you feel good. You're living in the wrong sphere. All these things do nothing for you. It begins with Kiddush Hashem. It begins with, this is what it's all about. Our values are more real than our physical lives. Our relationship with Hashem is more real to us than everything else that we experience. Yeah, we live in this world and therefore they're necessities. But what's real? What's real is closeness to Hashem. What's real is His truth and how His truth translates itself into this world in daily living. So if religion to you is something on the level of a hobby, you missed it. This is life. Everything else is a hobby. And celebrating Shabbos and Yontif has got to be living in a different kind of sphere. Living in the world of meaning. We recognize that that's for real. The physical world, don't take things too seriously. You can rest for a day and the world will continue to exist. If Kiddush Hashem to you means making that choice, that what's real is the relationship with Hashem, then obviously the pain of just how little that is known should be so real to you as well. If you really give your life for it, it must matter. You want to see to it that every Jew understands the reality of it and doesn't either ignore or turn it into a hobby. Kiddush Hashem means this is for real. And everything else is not so much for real. So make your choices. Choose meaning, choose life. and then make the most of your Shabbos and your Yontif, and dedicate your life to seeing to it that every Jew knows the secret, so that they don't waste their lives on a world that's not so for real. Bring the reality of Hashem's truth, the truth of His values. Bring that to every Jew you can. And that for you itself is Kiddush Hashem. That's what we live for. That's what we live for. That's what it's about.